Blog Talk Radio.
Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Sometimes
also again coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. And also we're actually doing two ways on Facebook. I have a group of individuals of you all on one Facebook on my iPad, and then on my phone I have another group of individuals as well. And I do appreciate you taking time to join us, and I will make sure we give that shout out at the each and every one of you all as you take time off your busy schedule to be a part. Now, tonight our title is Celebrating Mental Health Awareness in the Black Community. Look at some topics in our format that are going to focus on how we can be very excited about working toward mental health awareness, making sure we're active about it. We don't bury our head in the sand, we want to make sure we do that. Also, if you want to tweet the show, you have a great opportunity. It's at Talking Real to You, at Lorenzo Smith 15. If you want to email, you can email us at talkingrealtoyou@gmail.com. So let's get this thing started. Again, I'm so excited to be able to do this because God is blessing us. Some outstanding news I've been posting on Facebook. I'm really excited about every time and look at my data dealing with Blog Talk Radio. And I see there are some changes. I see us growing, and God has just continued to bless us. I'm getting a poor connection for some reason. I don't know what's going on here because one of my individuals, co-host, is telling me there's a poor connection. I don't know what's going on, but maybe I just need to get a little closer here and make sure we touch and have everything in place, and it'll become louder and everybody can be a part of it. We want to make sure. Like I say, every time we're getting some, I would call it get some feedback. But every time we get an opportunity to grow, we want to know. As we stated earlier, we're being broadcast in 15 countries, including the United States. Now we have the pleasure, after looking at the data last night, we're being broadcast in 16 countries. Dominican Republic is our new audience, new listeners who's checking us out, and we're going to give a shout out to them. They're taking on the show. They're going through whatever opportunity through Google, like going through internet, and they're just calling in and they're just doing things. They're on Facebook. So, man, it's good to have this chance to do this. So, let's get started with our show tonight. I just want to share that information with you. All right, what we have to do is try to focus on some team members that's excited about being here, but first, and they can share their thoughts when you're talking about mental health. 2 weeks ago, we were celebrating mental health awareness as well as domestic violence, and we're going to kind of interchange some things dealing with this. We're going to look at some things that happen in the workplace to see whether it's in line with mental illness when people do the things in the workplace. So I have a co-host that are on the line, and I'm hoping they can hear me and be able to respond in a manner, because I can hear someone that's kind of moving around and I can kind of hear you. So that's good. That knows you're fine and I can see you're here. All right, Hell's out of the state of Georgia. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. None other than Dr. Olivia Smith. How you doing, Doc?
I'm great. How are you this evening?
Awesome. I'm glad to have you on the line. And like I said, we got an outstanding group of topics we're going to talk about, so we look forward to having you here. So, also we have hail from the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, my sister, Elder Blue and White, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. I like the way you say that. So glad to have all our listening audience on tonight. And you're going out intermittently on my end, so you may need to check that connection again.
Okay. So we're going in and out. So we're going to have to do
something. Going in and out intermittently. Uh-huh.
Okay. So hopefully we can, because we're at a point, again, we're still trying the network they have set up with Blog Talk Radio, where we no longer have to call in. We can call in from our computer, our laptop, our iPad, and sometimes it picks up real well, and sometimes it doesn't. So what we're going to do, we're going to make sure we can continue to make sure you get that the voice out. And I want you as a co-host to make sure you give me a thumbs up saying I'm coming in enough or well enough so you can respond. But I can hear you all very well. So I know it's working from your end. And hopefully we can get on this end as well. Also, we have two other co-hosts that we want to mention. The other part of the tandem of the father-daughter duo, that's Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So we have her being a part of it. She's not with us, but she'll call in. Like she said, she's going to make an effort to call in. Had basketball practice today, so sometimes they get out late, sometimes they get out early. So she's doing a lot of things. And also we have Cameron Gilmer out of Central Alabama, a millennial. We appreciate Cameron taking an opportunity to know when he was football. So we have people doing other things. We appreciate them being a part of this, and we want them to make sure they continue to be offer their thoughts on this, because this is a vessel to get the word out. So what we want to do is make sure we get this started up right. Again, the title for tonight's show is Celebrating Mental Health Awareness in the Black Community. And I want to kind of start off with that first topic relating to this. And I want to, again, appreciate those individuals joining me on Facebook. I actually have two vehicles bringing Facebook, and they're being brought the live broadcast is brought to you. So we're going to move up in my chair a little bit so I look a little taller and make sure we can share our thoughts. The first topic, and it's really important because I saw this somewhere and there was some thoughts on it. And it said, should mental health be thought of in the same way as physical, as a physical disease, and treated with as severity and monitoring? Can you share your thoughts on that, team, in regards to mental health being thought of as a physical disease? Can I get your thoughts on that?
I don't know if I would call it a disease as much as I would call it a health issue. And I think it needs to be treated just like all health issues. When you treat the body, as we learned when we were in school, you don't just treat one part of the body. Sometimes you treat the entire body with the health issues that you face. It's a holistic approach. The same way you would treat if you were having heart issues, the same way with mental health issues. And I like the fact that some of our presidential candidates are now referring to mental health as a health issue, and it needs to be covered as such with insurance companies and things of that nature. But the stigma, sometimes when you separate things from other things, stigmas can be attached to it. And for so long and too long, this is what's been the problem with mental health. The body's over here and the mental health is over there. You know, whatever affects you emotionally, psychologically, can oftentimes also affect you physically. So the way I look at it is a holistic approach to mental health, and I like the fact that it's a health issue that you're having psychologically and emotionally, and not just way off somewhere that you have to be fearful of it or have to be embarrassed by it, that type of thing. So that's how I view it. I view it as a holistic approach that when you're affected, however, it's a health issue.
Awesome. Dr. Smith.
Many of our doctors now, our medical doctors, are attempting to treat mental health issues or mental illness because it does that. It affects the body, it affects the mind, the soul, and the spirit. And so literally gets to a point where some people can be greatly impacted and immobile. So there's a need for medical treatment and a need for strong awareness within the community and with our providers.
Awesome, awesome. That's what we have to kind of understand, that when we're talking about mental health, that means mentally we want to have our mind function at the highest level. If we're not, then we wouldn't so much say it's an illness. We can say that it's something we must physically address. And too many times we have individuals that's not willing to address. And we talked about this last 2 weeks ago. We talked about in our communities, in our homes. We have had a guest on here share some things. Even they was talking about domestic violence. But we try and treat mental illness similar in that way in regards to how we deal with it in our home. You know, we want to stay in the house. You know, that old thing we joke around, a little bit crazy over there. He acting a little crazy. And we don't know what to do. We want Uncle Lowe in the house. And I'm using Uncle Lowe because it's good to use your instead of using somebody that may get offended with the name calling. So when we say Uncle Lowe may need some help. He may have an illness that needs addressed. And as a family, we need to be aware of it. We need to be able to not allow stigmas to come in there, not able to work as supposed to. So we need to be able to treat it as in essence, something that we don't quite understand, and we want to understand it. And I think that's one of the biggest problems. I want the team to kind of jump in on that part about in our homes and our communities where we're trying to keep it, under wraps or burying our heads in the sand in regards to that. And it's so important that we address where we must be able to identify it and don't be afraid to address it like we need to. And at this point, I want either one of the team members to come in and share their thoughts in regards to that. And I'm getting the feedback and so on that I'm doing my best to make sure we get it out. So we're going to continue to talk. But team members, since we're hearing you so well, we want you to kind of see how we need to look at it in our homes and in our communities. How will we need to address the situation dealing with mental illness? Either one of your team members, thoughts on that?
Now, when we talk about mental illness and discussing it in the home, that's something that's not done on a regular basis, as opposed to a common cold, the flu, something of that nature. It's not discussed with a lot of families. However, it's my desire that even the schools will be able to talk about mental health issues in health classes. Just as we talk about physical issues, we can talk about mental health issues and the importance of that. Because sometimes we can't recognize when we're being impacted, or we can't give it a name, and I'm meaning everyday common people, we can't give it a name, but yet you may be impacted by it.
I think that I agree with that, and I think that we have to be alert to the type of terms that we use. When someone's going through depression, anxiety, or maybe acting out of the ordinary, and not their usual selves, what's some of the first things that we say? Girl, you're crazy. Man, you're crazy. You got a problem, this kind of stuff. So this doesn't help them, because nobody wants to be looked at as being what we call crazy. And however you use that term, crazy. And sometimes we miss our opportunity to help people or to be of assistance to them or to recognize and be aware of these things because we just push it off. as somebody just being crazy that particular day. But there are people and many in our society and at times that are going through some real deep depressions, some real anxious moments and anxieties. And sometimes these may just be for just a particular situation or issue. But if it goes on so long, you know, professional help, without the stigma of getting professional help, is encouraged. And I would hope that we would become a little more aware, if nothing else, when we celebrate these months and we recognize these months, like mental health issue illness months, that it's bringing awareness and raising awareness in our homes, in our community, you know, to really look at it a different way. And I think because of our culture, this is the one thing that we would do. You know, we've got people that, you know, we keep them relegated to the house, don't go out, this type of thing back during the day, or we would make excuses for their behavior, or we would just kind of not even recognize it. And this is how, you know, I grew up in our neighborhoods, and maybe some of you did too, where you just said, well, the person's just crazy. They're slow, this type of thing. Or they're going through a mood right now. And I know, hopefully, you know, I'm sure other people have heard the same kind of terminology. And it's more to it than that. As we grow and we learn and we become aware of things, that it's more than that. These feelings are real. And they're deep. Hello?
Hello?
I think we've lost him.
Okay. Let me hang up and try again.
You want me to hang up too, you think?
Yes.
Okay, we'll dial back in. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?